leader.
Order, order. The difference between this government and the previous government is we take things to cabinet and have a genuine conversation. Under the previous government, they were all a bunch of muppets that just order. Agreed to what the Prime Minister thought.
Order. Order.
Cheers for the Prime Minister from his own backbenches, but the Speaker was not impressed.
That kind of comment is not going to lead to good order in the House, and I think the Prime Minister knows that.
Lockwood Smith in one of many interventions as the opposition and government ministers squabbled over details and answers to questions about mining, healthcare and ACC, with the Speaker cutting short a lengthy answer from ACC Minister Nick Smith, only to be told off by ACT leader Rodney Hyde.
Speaker, with the greatest respect, it's not the Speaker's job, as you've often explained to us, not to direct what a minister's answer should be. Whether it be a yes or a no answer. And in fact, when you get asked a question, I think it's actually quite polite to the House to actually say yes and explain the answer. That's order. What I was enjoying.
Order. If the member were to check his standing orders, you'll find that standing orders actually require that in answering questions, ministers provide the information necessary to answer the question and no more.
But for the Minister of Energy and Resources, Gerry Brownlee, there was no simple answer to this question from the Greens co-leader, Materia Touray.
Which of the statements made in his name on 22nd of March was true? That Mount Aspiring National Park will remain protected in Schedule 4, or that Mount Aspiring National Park will be surveyed for mineral exploration using the $4 million subsidy he is currently consulting the public about?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I want to deal with this in two parts. The first statement made by me is absolutely correct. The second one is a truthful statement, because when a plane flies over the top doing the aerial magnetic survey, it doesn't suddenly turn itself off as it goes across a national park boundary. That may be hard for the Greens to understand, but it is the fact of the science.
But Materia Touré didn't get far with her next question.
Well, this is a serious one.
Order.
This is important.
Order. Order.
That brought a stern warning from Lockwood Smith.
I advise government backbenchers to take this seriously, because it is discourteous, and I expect all members, it's discourteous to this House. Not me, I don't matter. It's this House that matters.
But Labor's Chief Whip, Darren Hughes, said not all Nationals backbenchers were to blame.
It's not all government backbenchers who are doing this. And Mr Paul Quinn makes a regular feature of barracking and yelling at Materia Touré on nearly every occasion she stands to speak. And I think the good order for the leader of the third largest party in Parliament to be able to make her points here would be fair. It's not all government backbenchers who are responsible for this. It's one particular member who screams his head off at the leader of the Green Party.
That's where we must leave the chamber and join Rhys Lyon in one of the committee rooms, where ACT MP Roger Douglas was wearing two hats, making a submission on his own bill, then taking his seat as a member of the committee.
On the first day of submissions to the Education Freedom of Association Amendment Bill, the Education Select Committee heard from the bill's author, Sir Roger Douglas, who believes membership of students' associations should be voluntary.
This bill is primarily about advancing human freedom. It is a bill that grants to students their right to freedom of association. The main reason why I support this bill is because the individual should be free to associate with any group he or she chooses. The current legislative scheme does not allow individuals to choose.
And before Sir Roger took a seat on the other side of the table as ACT's representative on the Education Committee, he took a moment to address one opposing argument.
The most worrying argument that I've heard made against this bill is that Labor supporters are forced to pay taxes to a national government, and so there can be no complaint that students are forced to pay fees to students' association with which they disagree. If people think private organisations are entitled to act like government, then I really am quite worried. The point is that student associations are not governments. They are private, incorporated entities, and just like people are free to associate by joining, say, the AA, Greenpeace, or a trade union, students should be free to choose for themselves.
And later, Sir Roger Douglas was one of only four MPs to vote against the excise and excise equivalent duties table tobacco products amendment bill, which was passed under extraordinary urgency. The passing of the bill saw the price of a packet of cigarettes go up by $1.10 overnight, with the price rise increasing to about $5 within 2 years. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.